Welcome back to Chasing Space Dreams, my Federer story. My name is Hawkson Floyne, and this episode is little more introspective. I'm stepping back to take a moment to reflect on what Chasing Space Dreams means to me now. As many of you know, this journey was deeply inspired by Roger Federer, not just his tennis, but what he represents, and of course, Switzerland itself. When I first set out on this journey, Switzerland was more than just a country. It was a symbol of excellence, beauty, and precision, a place where everything I aspired to be seemed to come alive. Federer, with his effortless grace and unparalleled success, embodied all these qualities. I remember watching him glide across the court, whether it was his historic win at Wimbledon 2009 or that stunning tweener against Djokovic. These moments were more than just victories. They were inspirations. The idea of being in Switzerland felt like the ultimate dream, a dream I pursued with all my might. But as time passed and I found myself in a position where I could visit Switzerland whenever I wanted, it brought with it new reflections on what this journey truly meant to me. I began to realize the dream had evolved. The thrill of simply being in the land of Federer began to shift. I started to understand that my Swiss dream wasn't just about a place. It was about the ideas and the values that Federer and Switzerland represented. The relentless pursuit of excellence. Switzerland now isn't just a destination, a connection to my past ambitions. It's a symbol of how far I have come, both personally and professionally. It's a reminder of a journey I have been on, much like Federer's own career. A journey marked by incredible heights, like his record 20 Grand Slam titles and challenging lows. Yet, through it all, Federer remained a figure of resilience and grace, just as Switzerland embodies precision and balance. The dream has transformed. It's no longer about reaching a physical destination, but about living a way that honors the value that Switzerland and Federer represent. Excellence, perseverance, and the pursuit of beauty in everything you do. So, what does chasing Swiss dreams mean to me now? It means making conscious choices, much like Federer did throughout his career. It's about recognizing that the dream has matured, just as I have. It's about appreciating the journey and carrying the essence of the dream, pursuing excellence, seeking clarity, and constantly striving for something greater, wherever I go, whether I am in Switzerland or elsewhere. To all of you listening, I encourage you to think about your own dreams. How have they changed? What do they represent to you now? Sometimes the dream isn't about the destination, but about the journey and the choices you make along the way. Much like how Federer's career has influenced my own path. Thank you for joining me on this reflective episode of Chasing Swiss Dreams, my Federer story. I'm Hawkson Floyne, and I hope this episode has sparked some reflection in your own journey. If you have stories or thoughts to share, I would like to hear them. Until next time, keep chasing those dreams, because sometimes the real dream lies in the choices we make and the journey we take.